In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Off Air with Rob and Holly. These are the things that we talk about when we're not actually talking on the air.
Like right now, we are in a commercial stop set,
yep,
as we call it in radio land, and I'm about to do traffic in a little bit, and Rob's telling me, because I had some 5-hour energy earlier today,
okay,
and Rob is telling me, listen, you know, tone it down, Hutton.
Holly is like hard to handle while she has a ton of energy because she's like this. Squirrel, huh? Squirrel, yeah, what? It's over there, over there. Where are we going now? Okay, let's go.
I literally do have an adult case of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Yeah.
I got the H in there. Not everyone gets the H.
Okay.
Sometimes you have ADD. I have ADHD.
Donna, welcome to the Off Air with Rob and Holly. It's a new podcast. It's the things we talk about when we're off the air. So
little fun fact, Donna works in our traffic department.
Hello.
And it's not beep, beep traffic.
No.
Because before I got into radio, I thought it was like you were
road traffic,
but traffic meaning how the commercials get on the radio.
Look at that. A little fun fact.
A little thing that you might not know about radio. And now the more you know.
I did want to ask you though if you saw my my social media post today on Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, the Carrie Underwood one?
Yeah.
Is that the one? The one with your hair that is not my favorite hair?
It was 10 years ago, and I thought it popped up in my newsfeed, and I thought, holy cow, I can't believe it was 10 years ago that I met Carrie Underwood for the first time.
And she looks almost exactly the same.
What are you saying about me?
You look different.
In what way?
You look better now.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
You
I thought you were going to say that I'm done. I'm washed up. They got nothing left. Carrie Underwood looks the same. But, Rob, you better. That's why you're on the radio, because you look terrible now.
No, I feel like your hairstyle is so much better now than
thanks.
It ever was. And you look more mature, but it's not. I don't want to say older, because that's not what I mean.
Well, I mean, it's fine. I'm going to embrace it. I am 10 years older. Okay,
no,
it's fine.
No, I feel like it just looks better.
Thank you.
You look better.
But what I wanted to talk about was it was kind of an awkward, almost embarrassing moment that happened right after the picture of me and Carrie 10 years ago.
Okay, we got a minute 30, and then we have to do traffic.
We may have to break and come back.
Yeah,
we may have to break, because this is off air. And we got to go back on the air.
like it when you listen to our on-air show as well. So thank you for listening to our off-air show.
Essentially, we're doing two shows at once every day.
Traffic, by the way, is sponsored by Boston Market today.
Okay, how about this? Well, let's break to do traffic, and we're back off the air in a second.
Right after traffic. Okay.
And we're back off the air. Okay, back to my Carrie Underwood story.
Okay.
10 years ago, first artist I ever met was Carrie Underwood.
Really?
I think one of the big stars, you know.
That's huge.
Yeah. So, well, she was kind of first starting getting her start.
Okay.
But it was after American Idol, so she was pretty popular, but obviously not as popular as she is now.
Right.
But so we're meeting there. We're in East Lansing. We're at the Breslin Center. And at this time, I had a girlfriend, okay? I'm gonna start with that.
Oh God, this story is exciting already.
And
right
so
now.
We are bringing back a bunch of listeners to go meet Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
I am nervous as hell because it's like the first artist I've met, and it's Carrie Underwood.
Right.
And so as we're waiting, there's all these people standing there watching, and I go up there to say hey first, and we get introduced. And we're taking our picture, and all of the fans and everyone that was standing there are looking at us, and they're like, oh my God, you guys are so cute together. You guys would be like, you guys would be the best couple, like the prettiest couple. And I'm sitting there like, oh my God, like this is, I'm so nervous. And like, yeah, it's Carrie. She's Carrie Underwood, right?
You could have totally dated Carrie Underwood, I feel like.
Well, so here's what happened. I am the one, you know, standing there, and I'm like, well, you know, I have a girlfriend.
Oh, Rob Stone.
And I wanted,
why would you?
And I wanted her to sign this CD for her. So I said, and everyone had the same reaction as you just did when
my
I said that.
My face right now, if you could see my face, it's so disappointed.
They go, oh my God, why are you doing this? Why are you saying this? Why do you have a girlfriend? Oh, I'm like, I don't know.
You're just trying to be a good boyfriend.
And then
where's this girl today?
And then Carrie goes, well, I guess he just wanted to let me know he's unavailable. And I'm like, oh, my God, what?
And so, you can't go back. It's not like, well, hold on, let me make a phone call.
So
I gotta
break up
with a girl.
Ever since then, everyone from the radio station still gives me crap 10 years later saying,
and they should.
You could have been with Carrie.
You could have been Mr. Underwood.
Underwood.
Yep.
I think most guys would probably change their name for Carrie Underwood,
you
right?
You would, right?
I mean, normally it goes the other way around, but.
God.
It's sad.
This is
a sad story
to me.
You know what?
No, everything was meant to be the way it's supposed
That's
to
right.
be.
That's right. She wasn't my type.
No?
No.
No?
I know.
I feel like she could have been. No. I hear that Carrie is very guarded of a person.
She was very shy.
And shy. Like, shy. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people who are shy are also guarded. And, you know, it's hard. She grew up in a town of, like, four people.
Well, I will tell you what. My wife is way better looking than Carrie Underwood. You may.
That's what you're supposed
don't,
to say.
No, I'm not. Is. I'm serious.
They're
She's
both very pretty. I don't want to give any disrespect to Carrie Underwood.
Well,
or
I'm
your wife.
Carrie, my wife
They're
is better
both
looking.
Very, very, very pretty.
I'm going to say it.
You love your wife.
Okay, so
it all was meant to be the way it's meant to be.
So, did you ever have a chance with a celebrity that you thought that you would never have a chance with, but then people were like, "Oh, you kind of had a chance, Holly."
No, I'm not that hot. No, it's actually sad. One time though, I'm not. One time, remember I worked at a rock alternative station here?
I do remember.
I don't want to mention any names.
I was skateboarding dad's barn out there in the country.
Yep.
It's interesting that we lived out in the country, but like we still tried to do city kid stuff like skateboard. So we'd be in the barn.
People always say grass is always greener, but it's not. It's
yeah.
Not.
So I remember skateboarding, listening to you.
Okay, so there was this band. I feel like I've told you this story, but I'm going to tell you it again for this off-air extravaganza we're having.
Is it about the darkness?
Yes, it is. It is about the darkness.
I believe in a thing called love. Just listen to the rhythm of the heart.
I want to forewarn anyone. If you got kids listening, you need to turn it.
Earmuffs.
Earmuffs. Turn it off.
Earmuffs.
So this is what happened when I worked at an alternative radio station.
Are you really going to tell the full story? Because
I'm going to edit the story as good as I can.
You have to use words that mask what actually was said.
I will do my best job.
Okay.
I will do my best mom job right now.
All
so.
Right.
I worked at an alternative radio station. The Darkness had a hit song, I Believe in a Thing Called Love,
yep.
Which you just
I was
sang
just singing
for us.
It.
I believe in a thing called love. Just listen to the rhythm of my heart. It was so good. I love them. I love their showmanship, everything. So the record dude's like, hey, do you want to come to the after party after the show? I was like, I would love to come to the after party. That sounds so fun. So I went to the after party. And I was having a couple of beers, and at some point I was like, I would like to leave now. This party is too much for me.
It's getting out of hand.
Right. I like to
with
party
with these rock stars.
But I'm not willing to throw a TV out the window. Okay?
Oh man, I probably would have done it just to be cool. I'm like, I'll be cool. I'll be a rock star. Give me that TV.
I felt like I was like, all right, it's time for me to go. And I was waiting for the bathroom. I was like, okay, I live out in the country. It's a long ride home. I'm going to go to the bathroom and then I'm out. So I was waiting in line and look who it was. But Justin, the lead singer of The Darkness, is there and he's talking to me. And I'm like, oh, hey, and we're like chatting it up. And then Justin's like, Oh, yeah. And he's English. So he's like, oh, hello. Or however English people sound. And he's like, have you ever been with anyone with a Prince Albert? And I was like, oh, Prince Albert. Is that like Princess Diana? That's literally my response.
Okay.
Now, if you know what a Prince Albert is,
I don't.
You know what I'm talking about.
Well, I do because I remember you told me this, but I don't want to say I know
what it was either?
I didn't know until you told me what it was.
Listen, I didn't know what it was either. How am I supposed to know what a Prince Albert is? But I would like anyone that needs to know about a Prince Albert, you just go ahead and Google it, and you'll see.
We're not going to explain it because that's the part where it's earmuffs.
Yep, that's what's going on. And I was like, oh, ha-ha.
But it's
and I was like, hi, I'm on the radio. And he's like, so you have to be up early in the morning? And I was like, yep, I have to be up real early in the morning. I just need to go home now. And I pieced out of there and ran away.
Well, I think we can just say a Prince Albert is a piercing where I would never put a piercing.
I'm not sure any princes have their piercings there. I'm not really sure. But that's my story. It's not even nearly as good as your story.
Well, no, I mean,
your story was actually plausible. Like you could have.
Well, your story was plausible, too. All you had to do was say, sure, I'll check that out.
Let me think. The lead singer from The Darkness over here, Carrie Underwood over here.
Yeah.
Who's the bigger star?
It's a little bit different, I suppose.
It is a lot different. But yeah, that's that story. I'm kind of got a red face right now.
It's
an embarrassing story.
Yeah, I think
Who
in both ways.
That, though, like, what is he doing? He had to have been drunk.
It's quite the pickup line, just going straight
to the kicker.
Yeah, hey, you want to check this thing out?
That
here.
Reminds me of you ever see How I Met Your Mother?
Yes.
You see that show? Oh God, it's like my favorite show. Remember the guy that does the naked man? He just he goes on a date with a girl and all of a sudden he's like naked.
Doesn't he say it's like one in five chance it works or something?
It's like two out of three chances, or I don't remember what the odds were, but every now and then it does not work.
Hey, would you say that's a ballsy move?
Yeah.
Oh! Hey, we got to go back on the real air.
We got a minute 40. Okay.
We'll be back with the off-air podcast here in a second.
Did you see that, Rob?
Back off the air. And I know we're going to touch on this on the air, but I think we could talk a little bit more than we normally would be able to with this story, because I wanted to ask you about this. Blake Shelton.
Right.
He's going to Faster Horses. He's with Gwen Stefani. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So Gwen has kids. Okay.
Yep.
And we said, what do you think it is that Gwen's kids are pressuring Blake to do?
Is it dress less country?
No, she's got three kids, four ages 4 to 11. And apparently they love him so much that they're pressuring him to propose to her.
Oh, this is cute.
It's adorable, right?
It is adorable.
They're like, hey, Blake, how come you're not our stepdad yet?
Because he kind of is, right?
Yeah.
What do they call him? Mr. Blake?
I don't know.
Uncle Blake? What I want to know what
they
call
Uncle Blake
him.
Might be a little weird, because then that would mean that Gwen's brother.
That would be weird. You're right. You're right on that. I'm just wondering what they call him. They just call him Blake, probably.
They call him Mr. Shelton.
I guess if you have a stepdad, because I've never had a stepdad, I guess you don't say, hey, stepdad. Like, you don't address them as stepdad.
No, but it reminds me of the girl, Sarah, from EW on Jimmy Fallon. And when the stepdad comes downstairs, she always goes, oh, that's my stepdad, Gary. So they probably just call him Blake.
They probably call him Blake.
But I'm wondering.
They want to call him stepdad. I think that's really sweet.
I think it is really sweet, and I think it says a lot about Blake.
Wait, how long has it been since Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert have been divorced?
3 years.
Oh, so that's plenty of time.
Yeah. I think it's plenty of time, but is it weird? Like, my parents are still married, so I've never had to experience anything like this. But when I think about other people who had to deal with it, right? I think, man, it had to be really hard to go through that and then to really want to have a stepdad. Sounds weird to me, because I'd be like, you think they put up a fight, right? Like, my real dad, man. Like, don't tell me what to do. You're not my dad.
Or you think that your parents are going to get back together or something.
Yeah, it's got to be
hard.
Did
you hear the whole story about how Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton got together?
Can
I tell you a little short version of it?
I would love the short version.
So you know how they were you're like, please give me the short version. But you know how they were on The Voice together?
Mm-hmm.
So right when Gwen Stefani was going through all of her crap with Gavin Rossdale, who she was married to.
Yep.
Blake Shelton also going through the exact same thing at the exact same time. And it was like a whole big deal with The Voice because they were like, all right, this is going to blow up because, you know, it's going to be in the tabloids. And she ended up confiding in him. And then that's how they bonded together because they both are going through very similar situations, whatever those may be. I don't know. I don't know that at all.
Divorce. It was just we're both going through divorce.
Well, I think it was the terms of how the divorces came about.
Oh, what are you trying to say?
I don't know.
Who cheated on who?
Listen, and that's not what I'm saying. I'm just repeating what I heard in the particular when Gwen Stefani was talking about this. And so then they bonded over that, and that's how their love flourished. It was like something had to be deconstructed in order for something new to be rebuilt. Oh,
I still think it's a little weird. Like when you see them together, it's like, well, this is a weird, doesn't look right.
It doesn't. It's an odd couple. They're an odd couple. Every now and then there's an odd couple.
And I always just think of Gwen Stefani from No Doubt from when I was like a younger and I can't.
Walking through my spider webs.
The only song I ever have in my head is walking through the spider web. I'll leave a message and I'll call you, Bert.
You don't have, I'm just a girl, a little old me.
Yeah, I do remember that one. But I think what would be great is if we could get Blake Shelton to redo a bunch of No Doubt songs.
Okay, listen, there's video footage of him at the ACM after party. He is singing her one song. Oh, what's the song?
I don't know.
Oh my God. He's singing one of her songs. Hella good. That song.
I just want Spiderwebs, the Blake Shelton version.
Of Spiderwebs?
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be really fun. Do you think they'll sing at their own wedding when they have a wedding?
I think, yeah. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think they take the night off? Or is that like work? I wonder what it's like for musicians. Is that like work for them?
You play at if you're
or is it like fun work?
If you're a musician, I think you want to. You're
right?
Like, this is what I do, so I'm going to do it even at my own wedding.
You know, Ed Sheeran says that. Like, that's, you know, when you remember that story about him when he was like, oh, I'm going to retire after he gets married or something.
But that didn't happen, did it?
Well, I think that story just happened like a few months ago. So we're still not there yet, but in his retirement. But he's the guy that brings a guitar everywhere and he always wants to play at parties. Like, he can't help himself. Like, it is just his thing to do. I also heard another interview with him and that's what he says. And that's the rumor about him. He goes around and plays at parties.
How do we get Ed Sheeran to play a party of ours?
I don't know. We got to invite him. And then apparently if he shows up, he brings his guitar and he just starts singing songs.
Well, let's set our goals high for artists to play at our parties then, even, you know, in our backyard. Because we had a bunch of local artists play at our wedding celebration at my parents' house.
Oh, that sounds
out in Romeo. And it was a blast.
My little cousin played at my wedding and she's a pretty decent artist, and she was fun and great.
It's always been when my dad bought that property out there. Mm-hmm.
Pretty decent. I mean, really amazing. By the way, I'm just trying to.
Okay, it was his dream apparently someday to have Ted Nugent come and play at the house. So I'm like, Dad, I'm going to try to work on this for you. I don't know if Ted's ever going to do it, but you never know. Because like you said, Ed Sheeran randomly shows up. Ted Nugent's like, hey, these are my Michigan brothers. These are my Detroit madmen.
I feel like you should get Ted Nugent's phone number. This is so ridiculous. This will never happen. But like, be like, there's a bear in my backyard. And then Ted Nugent will come so that he can shoot the bear. Doesn't he like go hunting? He shoots things, right?
I think he's known for that. Yes.
Yeah.
I think he is.
I think that would be a good way to lure him to your party. And then you're like, surprise, it's a party. Here's a guitar.
we have a case of some wild bear and cougars that ended up somehow in Bruce Township.
Cougars, you just mean like,
we don't know how. Yeah, there's just a bunch of 50-year-old women that want to hang out with you at my dad's and mom's house. But hey, it's going to be a really good time.
I like it.
If you're listening, Ted Nugent listens to Off Air with Rob and Holly.
I'm sure he does diligently.
All right, we got to go back on the air. So,
has been fun, though.
Going to wrap it up for today's edition of
it's
Off
amazing
Air.
Amazing, you're still listening at this point.
With Rob,
congratulations,
and Holly. See ya.
Bye.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.